Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Touchdown! 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 Georgia!
Now, here are your hosts, two-time All-American punter, Drew Butler.
Drew Butler, leader in the country in punts 49-plus. See if he booms this one. He does. Wow!
And Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and SEC Championship-winning quarterback, Jake Fromm.
Flea flicker to get the night started. Downfield looking for Godwin. Into his hands. And guess which dogs are barking first?
Now, with the latest from around the world of the SEC and college football, it's the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Welcome in to the Punt and Pass Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler, joined alongside by my co-host, Jake Fromm. Be sure to follow us on social media. We are at Punt and Pass on X and Instagram. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at Fromm Jake, puntandpass.com, the number one destination for all things college football. Week 10 is in the books. It is officially November. Is anything happening tomorrow? Yes, of course. Tomorrow is Election Day. Thank the Lord that we don't have to put up with any more political advertisements after Tuesday. Knock on wood. We hope so. It's also the first rendition of the college football playoff rankings for the 2024 season. The Dogs beat the Gators. Penn State loses again. South Carolina with a huge win at home, and week 11 looks to be awesome. What's up, Jake Fromm?
Yeah, man, there's a lot going on this week, like you mentioned, Drew. This past weekend was a good weekend. Lions won. We got a little bit wet in that game, man. It was like torrential downpour. It was a little cold. But hey, man, a win is a win in this league. You got to love it. Same thing for the Dogs. Can't wait to get into it.
Dude, huge win for the Lions on the road against a division rival in Green Bay. Weather was adverse. Took care of business. Looked to be the class of the NFC. No doubt about it. Got to be a ton of fun. You know what else is a ton of fun?
Tell me.
$10,000 in your pocket. Let me tell you what I mean by that. This episode of Punt and Pass presented to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers, and they have an unbelievable event coming up at the end of this month. It's the Decori Bridal Event, November 22nd through 24th at all three Salomon Brothers locations. The Decori Bridal Event, you can get up to $10,000 cash back on a Decori engagement ring or wedding band. You can also have an option for 3 years of interest-free financing. It is a special event that's going to be at Solomon Brothers, all three locations, Atlanta, Alpharetta, and Sharpsburg from November 22nd to 24th. Again, the Decori Bridal Event, you can get up to $10,000 cash back on a Decori engagement ring and wedding band, or 3 years of interest-free financing. This will include GIA-certified diamonds as well. So if we have not given you enough reason to get on over to Salomon Brothers as the holiday season is officially here, engagement season is officially here, no better time than the last or the second to last weekend of November, the 22nd through the 24th, the Decori Bridal Event at Salomon Brothers Jewelers. If you don't do the Decori Bridal Event, when you head in to one of those amazing locations, just mention Punt and Pass sent you. You can get up to 20% off your jewelry purchase in store. So an awesome event coming up. You'll be hearing all about it on the radio and on social media. Check them out at Salomon Brothers on Instagram, SalomonBrothers.com. Okay, Jake, let's start off with first down here. We'll start with the Georgia game. The second-ranked Georgia Bulldogs beat the Florida Gators in Jacksonville by a score of 34-20. A couple of interesting storylines coming out of the game. If you're a Florida fan, top of mind, you lose your quarterback, DJ Lagway, to a hamstring injury. They bring in a preferred walk-on at quarterback, just throw him to the wolves against Georgia's defense. Not the best situation, as Georgia was keeping the Gators in the game with Carson Beck continuing to turn the ball over. Jake, three interceptions once again for 15. That's back-to-back games with three interceptions for Carson Beck. That's his third game with three interceptions in the last five. He's got 11 picks in his last five games. Jake Fromm, what the hell is going on? This cannot continue to happen, because that's not a winning recipe for football.
No, it's not a winning recipe for football at all. And you know, just clicking on the stat sheet here, I mean, Georgia has 455 total yards to Florida's 228. I mean, it's just on the stat sheet, this game should not have been close at all. But it's just this factor of timely turnovers that just comes back to haunt you, and it just kind of keeps you from just completely taking over a football game. You know, just thought we were more talented, more prepared, and all these different things. But man, a semi-talented Florida team, you just kind of let them hang around, man. You just don't want to be in that dance for very long. And could this game have been a completely different game if DJ Lagway stays in that football game? I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we could play this scenario all day long, but he wasn't. A win is a win. I'm going to equate this to the NFL, man. It doesn't matter how you win. Man,
never apologize.
In the W column is all that we want. That is the goal. And on the optimistic side.
Oh, okay, here we go. Spin it for me, please, somehow.
On the optimistic side, okay. Carson has thrown, I don't know, six picks in the last two games or whatever it is. He's thrown a lot of interceptions over these past couple games.
11 interceptions in the last five games.
And they're still finding a way.
I know.
To win football games.
It's remarkable is what it is. It's absolutely remarkable that Georgia is turning the ball over at the rate that they are against the teams that they are going against. On the road against Texas, who is the number one team in the nation. At a neutral site against Florida, who's your bitter rival. Play the clip, man. Last Thursday, I said the only thing Georgia can't do is turn the ball over early and give Florida reason to want to hang around the game and allow those fans wearing the orange and blue reasons to cheer loud, because momentum swings very forcefully down at Everbank Stadium, as Jake and I have told you, having been a part of those games. Here's the disturbing thing. Jake, you said it. They're still finding ways to win games. Carson Beck is the first SEC quarterback in 20-plus years to throw three interceptions in consecutive games and win them both. 11 interceptions in the last five games. Five of those 11 interceptions, Jake Fromm, happening on first down. You are gift-wrapping field position. You are gift-wrapping time of possession. You are gift-wrapping lesser-than teams like a Florida the opportunity to hang around. You cannot turn the ball over three times a game and just expect to keep on winning. So my bigger question is, what next? I think what's really telling is if you go back, Jake, and you watch that first 15 scripted plays, the offensive staff and Mike Bobo in particular are doing everything they can to get Carson Beck comfortable within the game early. Short to intermediate passes, intended checkdowns, screen game, having him just feel completions early on to then allow him to have the confidence to chuck it deep. Some of those throws, Jake, I am not a quarterback. Some of those throws were perplexing, to say the least. If not triple covered, quintuple covered. Kirby Smart would say that doesn't even make sense, but you're watching it and there are three to four Florida guys fighting over a chance at an interception.
Yeah, one of them, what we would call in the QB room, kind of after, you know, watching the tapes, like, hey, man, you threw that into a defensive team meeting. That's what we would say about one of those. But I think he's just kind of getting to where, hey, he knows he's capable, but he's trying to do too much kind of right now, and they're not exactly where they want to be offensively. They can feel it. They're touching it at times, but it's not a well-oiled machine yet. And he's trying to force it into something it's not really at the moment. And that's where we get into trying to force balls into double coverage or trying to do too much on a scramble. But, man, sometimes you just got to play the play that you're played. You got to play the hand that you're dealt. If it calls for a shot, great. If it calls for a throwaway, great. Hey, sometimes, believe it or not, I can't believe I'm saying this, sometimes a sack isn't a bad play.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, you just want to end every drive.
Especially on first down, dude.
Especially on first down. You just, the goal on offense is to end every drive with a kick, whether that's a PAT, whether that's a punt.
Yeah.
And that's it,
goal.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you always, well, I always had heard, and a saying that we always used to say is make sure the drive ends with a kick, a punt, a PAT, or a field goal, right?
There you go.
Essentially, I knew there was three. Turn the ball over. Don't turn the ball over. Make sure the drive ends with a foot touching leather. Let's punt it away and play field position. Let's get into field goal range and put 3 points on the board, make or miss. Or let's get an extra point, which would mean, of course, we scored a touchdown. End every drive with foot meeting leather. That is not what's happening right now for Georgia. And when you are giving short fields, and especially on first down where your defense is getting zero rest, it is a recipe for disaster. It is not a winning style of football. And ultimately, it causes the coaches to look at potentially the quarterback as a liability. Where do we go from here? Of course, Carson Beck is still the starter. It looked like Kirby Smart wasn't even considering putting Gunnar Stockton or Jaden Rashada in the game down there in Jacksonville. At the rate he is turning the ball over, Jake, what do you do? Do you let him throw his way out of it? I think maybe some of his mannerisms in the post-game press conferences are rubbing fans the wrong way, lackadaisical, careless, not really giving much about turning the ball over at the rate he is. But look, Carson is answering it as a starting quarterback. He knows as well as anybody he cannot keep turning the ball over at the rate he is. My question to you, Jake, is what next? Where do you go from here?
That is a that's a great question. I don't see Carson getting benched anytime soon
No.
in the near future, especially I think it comes down to of what the feeling in the locker room is. You know, if the locker room hasn't lost confidence in him, then there's no reason to go a right. different direction. Now, if there's this big revelation in the locker room and they're saying, hey, we're tired of doing this, and we think that is a completely different situation, but I haven't heard that. I don't think you've heard that, and nobody is hearing that happening. So that's a completely different situation. I think it kind of comes down to what can Mike Bobo dial up and put it into a game plan
I laugh when you say that, because regardless of what he dials up, surely there's never an intention or a play call is never called for you to just throw it into the defensive team, like you said. I mean, that's no. where you're like, what the hell's going on?
No, but just like I texted you watching the game, I mean, watching the first couple drives, it is screen left, screen right, screen left, screen right, pop pass, screen left, screen right. I mean, yeah. Seriously, this is like completion after completion after completion, but the entire intent is to get this guy to settle down into a game mm-hmm. so he feels comfortable of making these big time throws right. on third down
pushing
or in a 2 minute in a situation when we need it. So, I mean, you can clearly see that's the intent. How can they continue to do that? I don't know. I don't know how yeah. you continue to do it even more than you're already doing it, because it is just so blatant obvious to me watching it on Saturday.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, when you go down to Jacksonville and you play the Georgia-Florida game, throw everything out. Throw the rankings out. Throw the rosters out. Throw the records out. It's going to be a tough ball game. It becomes massively tough when you turn the ball over and give Florida the chance to hang around. Keep in mind, DJ Lagway not playing, right? A couple of other injuries. The Turf Monster was out in Jacksonville. Trevor Etienne, he was out the entire second half.
The second half, I just felt like there was an injury like every other play.
I don't know what was going on, but there were injuries everywhere. Florida fans, obviously, when they're rolling out a preferred walk-on quarterback, you know, that's not to discredit a preferred walk-on. We love walk-ons around here. But for your first voyage to be against that Georgia defense in that moment, that's just a tall task. How it becomes less of a tall task is when the opposition's quarterback is just gift wrapping you the football at the plus 40 yard line. That all of a sudden becomes a lot more fun. How will Georgia mitigate those interceptions heading into Ole Miss this Saturday? Ole Miss woke up big time last weekend. They hung 60 plus on Arkansas. Jackson Dart, Lane Kiffin, they want to find that explosiveness at home in Oxford against Georgia this upcoming weekend. And much like what happened in that first half against Alabama, if you turn the ball over to a highly explosive offense, you can turn around and be down 21, 28, 35 points in a hurry. You got to hang on to the football. I hope ETN's okay. And I hope they can run the ball to take some of that pressure off Carson Beck next week.
Yeah, I think that is exactly right. You said it great. Ole Miss is a team that you do not want to turn the ball over, man, because it can happen quick. Yes. They can be explosive, very fast. I mean, especially last game, 500 yards, 6 touchdowns for Jackson Dart. I mean, this dude is absolutely dealing right now, has a whole lot of confidence. And he's a guy with his skill set and the way he plays. Historically, Georgia defenses have not done particularly well covering that kind of style player, a guy who can run and throw it. So it's going to be interesting to see what they can dial up. I thought the defense played pretty well besides the 2-minute drive.
They absolutely did, especially with the short fields behind.
Right.
I mean, they stepped up in a big way, I thought.
Yep, I thought so too. I mean, the only thing I didn't like seeing was the 2-minute drive before halftime, where we just kind of got ran down our throats, expecting it to throw it, but they weren't throwing it with the new guy in there. So that was the only thing that I had, you know, kind of reservations about. But other than that, I thought defense played pretty dang good, and excited of where they're at, especially having the two guys had the suspension in the first half, Dan Jackson and Agüero. I can't remember. Yeah, Agüero in the first half. So that's big, not having those two guys in the first half.
No, I know, man. I mean, you know. Look, they were hanging around. You never really felt good until that interception by C.J. Allen, and then, of course, they go up 14 as time was winding down. Nate Frazier stepped up in a big way. Of course, ETN was out for the second half. Kirby Smart was asked about Nate Frazier because when he punched it in for a touchdown, he had some extracurriculars that resulted in a penalty. Here's what Coach Smart had to say after the game.
How do you think Nate Frazier handled stepping in for Trevor ETN, and what did you say to him after that touchdown?
Just don't be stupid, man. Like we're not selfish people at Georgia. You know, I mean, I'm not interested in all the shenanigans. We're meat and potatoes. We roll our sleeves up and we go to work every day. I'm not interested in you know, gator chomping and throat slashing. It's not respectful. I mean, I want to be respectful of the game and the people we play. And I think the best way to attack somebody is beat them.
Did that surprise you, Coach, when he made that judgment?
I mean, he's immature. He's young. I mean, Nate's a great kid. Look, he's a super talent, and he wants to do well. He didn't do it with the intent of getting a penalty. He just, you know, got to act like you've been there, and he ain't been there enough.
Yeah, credit to Dog Nation for that video there. You have to act like you've been there. Nate admittedly hasn't been there enough. I had to go double check. He's from Compton, California. I mean, if the kid was from Ocala or Orlando or Lakeland, you know, maybe he's got some of that Florida hate if people have been coming after him for not going to Florida. But he comes out there, gator chomp, throat slash, 15-yard penalty. Kirby was up his ass after that boneheaded mistake. But I like what Coach Smart says. Hey, at Georgia, we want to be respectful. We love the game. We work hard. A learning opportunity for Nate Frazier.
Yeah, learning opportunity for sure. I'm kind of on the side. I'm glad that he's passionate about it. Now, I'm not condoning what he did by any means, but I like the fire, I like the passion, especially like you said, he's a guy from California. He's not from Florida. He's not from South Georgia. You know where this rivalry could get a little bit hot and a little bit heated. But I don't know. I like the fire and like the passion. Obviously, want to keep the integrity of the game. I don't want to do anything stupid, but I like where he's coming from, if I can say that.
No doubt about it. Okay, so looking ahead, Georgia at Ole Miss, I believe they are a 2.5-point favorite as of now. So a slight favorite. The Dogs are on the road. It's a 3:30 p.m. kick in Oxford. And then Florida, they have a noon kick. They're at Texas. So Florida's gauntlet of a schedule continues on. And, of course, if they don't have DJ Lagway, it could get certainly a bit tougher to finish up the regular season. Hey, what's not tough is $10,000 cash back. That's right. This episode of Pump and Pass is presented to you by our awesome partners over at Salomon Brothers Jewelers. Listen to this. The Tacori Bridal Event is coming up November 22nd to 24th. All three Salomon Brothers locations, Buckhead, Alpharetta, Sharpsburg, the Tacori Bridal Event, November 22nd through 24th. You can get up to $10,000 cash back on Tacori engagement rings and wedding bands, or you can get 3 years of interest-free financing. This event includes GIA-certified diamonds. Simply put, you got to get to Salomon Brothers November 22nd to 24th for the Tacori Bridal Event. When you're in there, mention Punt and Pass sent you as well. If you go outside of the bridal event, all three locations, you can get up to 20% off your jewelry's purchase in-store when you mention Punt and Pass. Check them out at Salomon Brothers on Instagram, SalomonBrothers.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Okay, let's go to second down real quick. The biggest game of the weekend was the top five matchup in the Big Ten. Number four, Ohio State at number three, Penn State. And guess who won? Of course, Penn State did not win. They never win a big time game. Ohio State comes out on top 20-13, a big win for the Buckeyes who already had a conference loss. Penn State falls to 4-1 in the Big Ten, 7-1 overall. James Franklin continuing to take a ton of heat because his record against Ohio State is abysmal. His record against top 10 teams, Jake, is abysmal. Penn State wins the games they're supposed to, cannot get over the hump in the big time matchups that will allow this program to take the next step. Here is what James Franklin had to say with the fallout continuing after he had another loss to a top-ranked Ohio State team.
There's nobody that's more disappointed than the guys in our locker room and the guys on our staff. We also understand what the expectations are and what the standards are, and we embrace those things. When you kind of look back at the game, you know, for opportunities for growth, some things that we got to get fixed is we got to be more disciplined. We're giving too many yards away, or extending drives, or creating field position, and the margin of error and with teams like that is too small. So we got to get those things cleaned up. It's concerning when it happens on back-to-back weeks. So we got to get that cleaned up and addressed.
Okay, I will say I do like he got into a shouting match with a fan as he was walking into the tunnel after the game, asked that fan what his name was. Hey, if you're so tough, tell me who you are. After the game, Jake, he took tons, if not all, of the responsibility. He put his hand up. He said, we have to be better. I have not gotten Penn State to the level we need to get to in order to win these types of games. It's my fault. The blame lies with me. Penn State was up 10-0 on Saturday. Of course, they lost the game 20-13. James Franklin falls to 1-10 against Ohio State, including 8 straight losses. He is 3-18 against Associated Press top 10 teams. Of course, 0 trips to the college football playoff. But, man, big win for Ohio State. Tough, tough loss for Penn State.
Yeah, tough, tough loss, man. Like, you just wonder, could this game have been any different if they had like a night home game with a little bit different atmosphere? Yep. I don't know. One thing that I noticed watching that press conference, and it was just a short clip, but I hate to say this, but it just seemed kind of rehearsed, like
contrived.
Like he had been there before.
Yeah. Well, shit, you think? Well, that's the only way he knows how to be.
Well, that's what I'm saying, you know, just because this is just seemed like it'd come up over and over again, you know, like you said.
Oh, we got to go do this one again. Yeah.
You know, I got to do this again. You know, I want to see some raw emotion, like it means something to you, like you care. I'm not saying he doesn't, but it just seemed a little rehearsed. And I don't know, I sooner or later, we have to win one of these big time games. And then on the flip side, I will say, Georgia got lucky and went from a 10-2 team under Mark Richt.
Yes.
And then got over the hump. There have been plenty of other examples, Florida with Dan Mullen, Auburn with Gus Malzahn, of teams having those 9-3, 10-2, maybe 11-1 seasons and firing their coach, saying, yep, hey, we got to find somebody, and then just going down the tank, and they're in rebuild mode. So the grass ain't always greener on the other side. Penn State will find a way, I think, to get into the dance this year and give themselves a shot. How they can fight and move on and advance, I don't think they have a chance to win the thing, but can they win one of these games? I don't know. We'll have to see and who they get in the draw, but it just seems like this is coming up over and over again.
Yeah, Penn State's remaining schedule looks relatively friendly. Home versus Washington, at Purdue, at Minnesota. Minnesota's been resurgent as of late, and then wrapping things up with a home game against Maryland. You mentioned the parallels to Georgia when Coach Richt was there. On a national level, that has been the parallel that a lot of people are drawing to James Franklin and his current tenure at Penn State. This is his 10th season. He's been there since 2014. He's done everything except get over the hump. So what is next? Do you trust a guy like James Franklin, who has not proven the ability to get over the hump at Penn State, to say, we're going to continue to ride with you, figure it out? It's a new day and age of college football. You know, odds are Penn State probably has still a pretty good chance to make it into the 12-team playoff. That will be big for them. You know, if they win out, they'll have a good chance to host one of those playoff games if they maybe a couple of things fall their way. But what Penn State fans are saying, and what some of the national media or Big Ten media are saying, where do you go? Say you do fire James Franklin. Is there a quote-unquote Kirby Smart waiting in the wings who could go to Penn State and just elevate them immediately into a true title contender? Georgia's timing was, by all intents and purposes, pretty perfect, right? Kirby Smart, that was when Steve Spurrier had retired midseason at South Carolina. Georgia was middling, 9-10 wins, not threatening for SEC or national championships. There was some headwinds around, hey, if Georgia doesn't make a change now and Kirby Smart's available, he's the defensive coordinator, Bama just won a national championship, seems like South Carolina might circle the wagons and throw the bank at Kirby Smart. Georgia, after they won, I think after they beat Tech that final game of the regular season, they parted ways with Coach Richt. They make the move for Kirby Smart. The rest is history. That was a stroke of genius, maybe a stroke of opportunity that presented itself from a timing perspective. I don't know where you go if you're Penn State. I don't know who you target, because if you make the wrong move and those 10-win seasons turn into 6-win seasons, that is true purgatory for a college football fan base. Ask Nebraska, right? Ask Florida. Ask a team that made a move, thought they had the guy, it didn't work out, and now you're back to square one.
Yeah, I mean, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. I don't know if any names are popping up The top of my head, I'm kind of a lot more in the NFL space as far as coordinators go.
Right.
But I don't know who is that young prominent guy who's ready to take over the landscape of college football, Coach. I have no idea. If you
right.
you have any names for me, you know, let me know. Comment down below, guys, if you think there's some good prospects out there. But this is a tough one for me because I have no idea.
Yeah, it's actually Franklin's 11th year at Penn State. You know, and I saying they're stuck with him, I think is a little bit harsh because simply put, they're having success. But when you want to reach the upper echelon, the top of the heap, championships, it just takes another gear. So maybe it's recruiting. Maybe a ball has to bounce their way. We'll see what happens with Penn State. They lose to Ohio State 20-13. All right, wrapping things up, a little third down action. You and I were all over this one, the South Carolina Gamecocks hosting the undefeated in SEC play Texas A&M Aggies Saturday Night Football. And boy, South Carolina put it on them. They went 44-20. They scored 27 unanswered points. They ran the ball for 286 yards and three touchdowns. Coach, when you run for 286 and three tuds, you're going to win football games.
Yeah. When you do that, you got it. South Carolina's defense also pitched a shutout in the second half. Texas A&M did not score a point there in the second half. And then I got to watch a lot of this game. I mean, this was a good dang football game to watch.
Yeah,
Marshall Reed kind of surprised me a little bit as a thrower. Man, looked like he was doing some good things, using his feet as well. But man, just South Carolina's defense. They just got a good thing going with their edge guys. They're resilient, playing some good ball, and it just always seems like Shane Beamer gets the signature timely win.
Yep.
And all is well in the world for Gamecock Nation.
530 total yards, 26 first downs. As you mentioned, they shut out the Aggies in the second half. South Carolina 24-0 in the second half, 27 unanswered points, 44-20 to knock off the 10th-ranked Texas A&M Aggies. You think it was good vibes inside Williams-Brice Stadium at night? Shane Beamer shows you that it was party time for the Gamecocks after the game.
All right, last one right here, then we're going to break it down. My wife, Emily, I know you're in the back. Come on up here, Em. All right. Come on, Em. She's got a birthday coming up this week. All right. So it's a great birthday for her, great birthday present. I told my kids all week that if we won this football game, all right, I was going to do a little celebration for her here in the locker room. I'm going to need y'all's help, and we ain't singing happy birthday. Don't think it's that. All right. I know y'all sing this song at practice, so I'm going to need a little backup right here. But this is her little birthday. Hit it, Big Mike.
Well, first things first, I have no idea what song that is, but Jake, those are the best times, man. Those post-game locker room cellies with the boys and the coaches are getting going and the music's playing. You're still involved in it now at the NFL level, but even going back to high school, the college days, it just goes to show you, man, so much is put into the preparation for these games, the summer workouts, the spring workouts, everything that you do from film study to tutoring to weightlifting. It's awesome to celebrate with the bros. Cool for Shane Beamer to get his wife, whose birthday was, involved in this, in the festivities as well. Do you know what song that was?
I have no idea what song that was, but I will say there's nothing like it. Like you said, all the work and preparation that goes into it to finally see it pay off, get a big win that time, you know, with the boys, with the coaches, with the select few who get to be in the locker room in those situations, man, there's nothing like it. That's awesome. And that is just some good, wholesome content, right?
Yes.
That's the stuff we want to see. That's awesome. Shout out the Beam team on that. That is so cool. And hopefully that was a good birthday present.
Yeah, looked to be a good birthday present. So South Carolina moves to 5-3, 3-3 in the conference. Look, they got to go to Vanderbilt now. A tough place to play, so that's going to be a great game.
It just beat Auburn. Today. I mean,
I know. 4:15 p.m. at Vanderbilt, South Carolina at Vandy. And then look, we got some pretty good games this weekend too, Coach. Second-ranked Georgia at 16th-ranked Ole Miss. That's your 3:30 game. I mentioned Florida's at number 5 Texas at noon. The night game, it's a doozy. It's where College Game Day is. 11th-ranked Alabama at 14th-ranked LSU. That's your 7:30 p.m. ABC game, Fowler and Herb Street. It's a knockout game. I mean, that is a knockout game, which will be awesome as far as what it pertains for the college football playoff. But, man, I can't believe after this week, 4 games left in the regular season.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's kind of – to me, it's kind of coming down to the wire here for college football, and then our season's really just getting started. We're at the halfway mark, 8 games in, and – you know, really teams are kind of just getting going and about to take on their stride. So you don't want to peak too early, but just a thought. I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but could you imagine a college football expanded playoff from 4 to 12 teams and Alabama doesn't get in?
I know, dude. I know. That would be crazy? I mean, look, both teams coming off a bye week. Of course, LSU lost to Texas A&M, so they're kind of – you know, stewing in their own, you know what, getting ready for this game. Alabama with 2 losses as well. They're coming off that loss to Tennessee. So a big, big matchup on the Bayou. We'll, of course, break it all down on Thursday's episode. Georgia going to Oxford. That all of a sudden has become a huge game just with more question marks and, quite frankly, vulnerabilities with the turnover situation with the Georgia Bulldogs right now. But hey, man, look, I thought that it might lessen the importance of the regular season, the 12-team playoff, but so far I have been proven wrong.
Yeah, I agree with that too. I thought, it maybe not be that important till the very end, but man, there's a lot of teams that are kind of sitting with that 8-0 record, this and one. And we got to talk about BYU and Indiana.
Dude,
and
Indiana. Yeah. My man Danny Cannell actually put up a really good video over the weekend. He said, make no mistake about it. And he's been big in years past, of course, what happened to Florida State a year ago, about the national media creating narratives to serve purpose for specific teams, right? Exactly what happened to Florida State a year ago. Undefeated, injuries crept up. The national media creates a narrative that says they shouldn't be in the college football playoff, and they're left out. First time ever, a Power 5 undefeated conference champion was not in the playoff. And he said, beware of the term power ratings. Power ratings are like a Vegas-style poll where it takes into account preseason expectations. It takes into account blue blood name recognition. And what Danny Cannell was saying is that, simply put, if Indiana's resume was held by Ohio State or Michigan or Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, or Penn State would be number one or number two of the nation. Like, full stop, forget about it. If you just took those performances that Indiana has put out there,
and put undefeated,
have not won a game by less than 2 touchdowns. They are smoking people. If you put that resume under Ohio State, Michigan, or Penn State, that team is number one or number two in the nation. So Cannell is saying, beware of the term power ratings. Do not listen to them. Push back on them, because teams like a BYU, like an Iowa State, even though they lost this past week, or like an Indiana, are not getting the credit they deserve for the actual performances they're putting on the field. I will be very, very excited to see how that is received tomorrow night on the first ever college football playoff release show.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how it kind of all boils down. And then we talked a lot about the ACC and conference scenarios of all these losses. Well, the ACC one, that's not an issue anymore. Both Clemson and Pittsburgh lost. So that's Miami's conference to win. Clemson, a 2-loss team, and they beat Miami in the conference championship. Well, now both those teams are in, and somebody else, you know, maybe a BYU or a Boise State, who's at number 12 now, maybe they get kicked out. So
that's right.
We can get way ahead of ourselves. There's a lot to unpack and a lot of things to shake out happen, but it's I think this is going to be even kind of crazier than you think.
Yes, I would agree with that as well. And heads up, possibly tomorrow night, I will confirm with our super producer, Spencer. I might jump on and give you a quick little 10, 15 minute reaction of the initial college football rankings. So update wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, wherever. Refresh it tomorrow night around 9 p.m. Maybe we got a little nugget in there for you from Punt and Pass. What else do we have for you? Well, we got the Tacori Bridal event at Solomon Brothers Jewelers coming up November 22nd through the 24th. It's a special one. This episode of Punt and Pass presented to you by our awesome partners over at Solomon Brothers Jewelers. It's the Tacori Bridal event, November 22nd through 24th. You can get up to $10,000 cash back on Tacori engagement rings and wedding bands, or you can get 3 years of interest-free financing. The event includes GIA-certified diamonds, as well as all of the other amazing jewelry, diamonds, and accessories at Solomon Brothers Jewelers. Go check them out. All three locations, Buckhead, Alpharetta, Sharpsburg, Tacori Bridal event, November 22nd through 24th. If you go in prior to that, just mention Punt and Pass sent you. You can get up to 20% off your jewelry purchase. Follow us on social media at Punt and Pass on X and Instagram. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at From Jake, puntandpass.com. Mr. From, anything on the way out, my man?
Yeah, go vote. Stay in line.
Go vote. Stay in line, From says. Tomorrow, that's election right. Day, Tuesday, November 5th. God bless America.
That's right.
All right, everybody. Have an awesome week. We will talk to you on Thursday. See ya.
We out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.